Welcome to the Joy of Cruising podcast with your host, award-winning author, Paul C. Thornton, a weekly conversation with the amazing cruisers featured in the Joy of Cruising trilogy, comprised of The Joy of Cruising, Cruising Interrupted, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again. Each book is a compilation of features about cruisers and cruise and travel personalities from around the world. It's the next best thing to cruising, hearing about cruising from the unique and diverse perspectives of Paul's amazing guests.
Hello, passionate cruisers. This week on the Joy of Cruising podcast, we have a special guest. I am delighted to welcome Linda Johnson of Card Player Cruises. As fascinated as I am about writing about and speaking with passionate cruisers with a story to tell, I am doubly excited about cruisers with two passions, especially when they have reached the pinnacle in one. Linda has been to 120 countries, every continent, cruises nearly half of each year, and been on 350 cruises in total. Wow, that sure sounds like she's at the top of her passion for cruising. Except that wasn't the passion I was referring to when I said she has reached the pinnacle. You see, Linda's other passion is professional poker, and Linda is a member of the Poker Hall of Fame. If referring to Linda as a Poker Hall of Famer doesn't quite roll off the tongue, how about the moniker she is universally known as in the poker world, the First Lady of Poker? The First Lady of Poker and Card Player Cruises was featured in The Joy of Cruising in a section called Theme Cruising, Two Passions in One. Linda, welcome to the Joy of Cruising podcast.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Paul.
So how are you doing?
I am living the dream.
That sounds great. You're out in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I've been in Las Vegas since 1980. Love it. Wouldn't live anywhere else.
So I shared a bit of your impressive bio with the listeners. Fill us in on some details. Where are you from? Where do you live? Well, you just said Las Vegas. And what do you do when you're not on the ocean with Card Player Cruises?
Okay, well, I was born in New York and moved every 3 years because my dad was in the military. And my final move was to Las Vegas in 1980. I can't believe it's been 43 years, but I love it here. And when I'm not cruising, I do a lot of hosting of poker events. I do a lot of charity events. I love the theater. I love visiting with my friends. Like tonight, I'm going to a murder mystery where we're all acting out parts. And so a lot of things to do with friends.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. So before we talk about Card Player Cruises, I'm sure listeners are intrigued by your poker background. Take us through your career, culminating in your induction to the Poker Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, when I turned 21, I was going to Las Vegas to play blackjack. And my dad told me, look, if you're going to win gambling, you need to not play against the house. You need to play against other people. So he recommended that I learn poker. And at the time, there was only a couple books. I taught myself how to play, started playing with the guys at work. And pretty soon they didn't want me to play. And so then I started going to Las Vegas on my weekends. And in 1980, I decided if I was going to enter the World Series of Poker for the first time and decided if I did well, I would just quit my job and become a professional poker player. And that's kind of how it went. I came in fifth that year. I moved to Las Vegas. I left a very responsible job, broke my mother's heart, and moved up here. And then when I started playing, I was playing low limit. So I had to play like 60 hours a week, but I just couldn't believe that I was able to do this. And I've loved it ever since. I think had several highlights in my career. One was winning a gold bracelet. I was the third woman in history to win a gold bracelet. That's like at the World Series of Poker. I was inducted into the Poker Hall of Fame, second woman inducted. And I was first person inducted in the World Poker Tour Hall of Fame. So I've had some major accomplishments, and I've just loved every minute of it.
So when you made that decision to quit your job and play poker, you must have already have been winning quite a few a little bit.
Yes, yes. I didn't take that decision easily or lightly. I had played for 6 years by the time I decided to move, and I had been winning money for five of the 6 years. So I just took the calculated risk. I gave up a great government job, level 17, and never regretted it. Never regretted it.
Wow, level 17. Well, I worked for the government for a little while, so I can relate to that. That was a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So, and then you were crowned the First Lady of Polka. Who named you that? And talk about that.
Mike Sexton, who is very popular in the poker world, he called me the First Lady of Poker. I've never really liked the title, but it kind of stuck. To me, it kind of signifies the old lady of poker, but he meant it as a compliment. And so that's how people in the poker world refer to me, as First Lady of Poker.
Now, I'm not familiar with big names in poker. Has Mike Sexton been on Card Player Cruises?
Yes, Mike Sexton went with us many times. We've had lots and lots of poker players, famous poker players come. Mike Caro, Phil Hellmuth, Scotty Wynn, Eric Seidel, pretty much all of the big players came on our first Party Poker Million, where we guaranteed $1 million to the winner. So a lot of the poker pros went on that cruise.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to lie. When I was researching the wide diversity of available theme cruises, I remember when I came across Card Player Cruises, and I had never heard of it. And I wondered, is this a cruise where, you know, between cavorting in the pools and hairy chess contests and bingo and attending shows, that groups of cruisers congregate in various ship lounges to engage in games of pinochle, bridge, bidwist, and other popular board games? I was a little bit off the mark. Tell our listeners about Card Player Cruises.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Paul. Card Player Cruises actually sets up a Las Vegas-style poker room on a cruise ship. So usually it's in the conference center on the ship, and we'll bring up to 25 tables, poker tables. And we have people come from all over the world to play with us, and they are allowed to play as much poker or as little poker as they want. We usually represent maybe up to 10% of the population on the cruise. We've actually chartered entire cruise ships four times and had like 2,500 poker players. But these days we have 300 to 500 usually, and we have tournaments and we have cash games and we have seminars and parties, and it's a really fun atmosphere. It's a very laid back card room, a lot of recreational players that just want to play a little poker and travel and see the world. So we do anywhere from 5 to 8 cruises per year. Last year we did 8. This year we're probably going to just do 5.
Mm-hmm. Now, are any of these tournaments televised or recorded for later a showing?
We have had 4 televised final tables for the World Poker Tour. We've also had maybe 5 televised final tables for the it's a tour that is no longer in existence. But mm-hmm. So the answer would be yes. Nowadays, right now, we don't have anything televised for this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, for the poker aficionados who are listening, you mentioned Mike Sexton. Who are some of the other big names in poker who they would know?
They would know Phil Hellmuth and Vince Van Patten and Scotty Wynn, Jennifer Harmon, lot pretty much all the big names have been with us. Tom McAvoy. Mm-hmm. I don't think Doyle ever came on one. Barry Shulman, Puggy Pearson, lots of names like that. Johnny Chan, they've mm-hmm. all been on.
Now, for the rest of us who don't really know poker, I recall when I interviewed you, I guess it was 5 years ago, there were a few celebrities who would come on Card Player Cruises who my listeners might know of. Can you name a few?
Sure. James Woods, he's been a couple times. He's a big fan of Card Player Cruises. Also, the baseball, famous baseball pitcher who's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Oral Hershiser, mm-hmm. has been on there quite a few times with us.
Now, I imagine the pandemic shutdown was quite challenging for you as a cruise entrepreneur. Talk about that. How did you spend your time?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
It was absolutely challenging. We had to make some adjustments because we basically had no business for a year and a half. And of course, the expenses still go. So we had to close our office. We've since reopened it. We laid off one person. And this is what we had to do to make it through the pandemic with a year and a half of no income. And then me personally, during that time, I loved being at home. I am on the road more than 6 months a year. And being able to stay home for a year and a half was fun. I played Mexican train. We couldn't go out and do much. So we had one core group of friends that we would go and see three or four times a week. And they were our bubble people because, you know, we observed not going out just like most of everyone else.
Now, I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance, but you said you played Mexican train. What's that mean?
Oh, Mexican train is a tile game, like a dominoes game. And it's something you play with friends at home, or it's not in a casino or anything. It's probably the only game I play that doesn't have any money changing hands.
Okay. Okay. So talk about your upcoming Card Player cruises. You said you have about five this year. What do you have coming up this year?
Well, in about a week from today, we have a trip to Mexico. Now, that one is featuring a ladies' special event. So we actually, for the first time in our 32-year history, we're going to have more women on that cruise than men. We've got more than 200 women booked and about 175 men. So that's going to be fun. We are going to Mexico, which is Cabo and Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan. And then the following month in April, we're actually going doing the Hawaii cruise. So we're flying over to Hawaii, catching the cruise ship there, and then cruising from Hawaii to Vancouver. Later this year, we have Caribbean cruise. Next year, we try to do an international cruise every year. So next year, we haven't announced it yet, but we're kind of looking at Vietnam, Thailand, Hong Kong, Singapore cruise, and we're working on finalizing that.
Hey, let me back you up. You said in April you're doing a Hawaii cruise and it's going to end up in Vancouver. What cruise ship is that?
That is going to be on Quantum of the Seas, Royal Caribbean. Most of the Card Player cruises are on Royal Caribbean. We like to keep the same cruise line. We have a lot of regulars, and that way they can move up the ladder, the tiers, different tiers. And we just had our first Pinnacle. Other than Jan and me, we had our first passenger who became a Pinnacle, and we have a lot of Diamond Pluses and a lot of Diamonds. So those are just different tiers on Royal Caribbean.
Okay. The reason I asked you about the Hawaii cruise. So in April, I leave on a Hawaii cruise and it ends in Vancouver.
Yeah. You going with us? Is it
uncomfortable? that's what I thought. And I said, well, I'm going to take some poker lessons in the next couple of months. But it's actually on Norwegian Spirit.
Okay. Ours is April 28th. When is yours?
Mine is April 22nd.
Okay.
And then it's 16. It actually is a Hawaii to Alaska cruise and then stops in Vancouver.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. How can we follow Card Player Cruises online and then stay abreast of what's happening with the cruises?
We have a website presence. It's www.cardplayercruises.com. And you can sign up for our newsletters if you want. We don't bug you. Once a month, we send out an email with all our upcoming and new cruises announced. But anybody go to cardplayercruises.com. You can see the itinerary of upcoming cruises. And, it's a typical travel agent website.
Outside of the Card Player Cruises, do you have any other travel booked? I know you're quite the world traveler.
I love to travel. I have friends in Tampa and in Seattle, so I go. I'm flying to see them quite often. My 70th birthday is coming up this year, and I'm going to have a big shindig, but I don't know where I'm going to have it yet. But it's probably going to be in Mexico or could be on a cruise ship. I don't know. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I recall from the Joy of Cruising, you are quite the world traveler. You've had a massage from an elephant in Thailand. You scuba dived with seals in Mexico. You visited Dubai, river rafting in Costa Rica. You saw the Northern Lights in Iceland. What's left on your bucket list?
Well, I haven't been to Poland yet, and I definitely want to do that. I've had the fortune of having been on two safaris in Kenya, but I feel like I have another safari in me. And I'm lucky I've been to all seven continents, but I think I would like to go back to Antarctica again. So those are my three bucket list items.
Well, they're all, each one of those is on my bucket list as well.
Have you been to Antarctica?
No. That's definitely a...
No, well, it's Alaska on steroids. I mean, there are two colors down there, blue or white. So if it's not ocean, then it's snow-capped. It's beautiful. It's very, very tranquil. And the sunsets, you have to get up very early in the morning. Sunsets are brilliant. And I want to do that again.
Before we let you go, we're going to shift gears a little bit, talk about a couple of fun cruise questions, and then perhaps an oddball question that's not really a cruise question. So the first one is a pretty standard cruise question, but I always ask it to get some ideas. What's your favorite cruise food? I'm sorry, what's your favorite cruise drink or cruise food?
Okay, for my drink, I think it's a blended mojito. I love that mint mojito. And the cruise food, well, if it's got a coastal kitchen, they have octopus one night, and it is fabulous. But, Royal Caribbean has a restaurant called Hooked, and they have really good seafood in there. I love lobster, of course.
Yeah, I went on Symphony of the Seas last year, and it was the first time I ever got the unlimited dining package. And Hook turned out to be our favorite. It was the only restaurant that we chose to go to dinner twice. It was fabulous.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't blame you. It's good. The service in all of the restaurants is great. Most people really love chops for steak. Their steaks are great. Izumi is always good for their sushi. I like all the specialty restaurants. But, just the dining, you don't even need to buy that because the dining room food is very, very good
sure,
as well.
Sure. You mentioned octopus. I went on my first trip to Italy back in the fall. And I tried octopus. And let me just say, at this point, it has to grow on me.
I don't think you're alone in that category. I think I'm the anomaly.
So next question, what is your most memorable or funniest or even most embarrassing cruise or port experience?
Well, my most memorable is the excursion that went wrong. I book a lot of private excursions. In our country, we go to Alaska so often, I have all my tour operators there. Same thing with Mexico, same thing with Caribbean. But when we go to these international places that we only go to once every 15 years, you know, because we try to do different destinations all the time. I remember the excursion that turned out to be horrible. You know, you don't remember the 500 good ones, but you remember the bad one. Yep. And anyway, you know, I try to vet my tour operators real well. But in this case, and I always ask them, can you pick us up at the cruise terminal? Or do we have to, you know, walk to find you? And they, oh, no, we'll be there at the cruise terminal. So I have all these people with me and we go out and there's no sign. There's no one to meet us, you know. And so I got somebody there to call the tour operator and he goes, oh, well, we're on the other side of the bridge. Just come over and we're parked on the other side of the bridge. Well, I didn't know the bridge was about a mile long and it was like 115 degrees. And I had a bunch of senior citizens with me and half of them, you know, said, you know, they went part way and said, no, can't do this. And so that was kind of a miserable, very embarrassing situation, that one. I also, other embarrassing, a lot of, you know, I've been on 350, 400 cruises, something like that. But so there's a lot of embarrassing things. I think once, I was late getting back to the ship and you know how they call people's names if they're not on the ship on time. And so they called my name and that was kind of embarrassing.
The last question is kind of like the one I said is kind of an oddball question. So I know that you have a tremendous following. So, and I also know, I suspect that some of your fans are listening. So share one thing that my listeners and your fans don't know about Linda.
I think most people don't know that I speak three languages.
Wow.
Yeah, I was originally wanted to be a French teacher, and so I speak French pretty fluently. And then I learned Spanish by my many trips to Costa Rica, and I took 2 years of Spanish in high school. So that would be it. I think most people don't know that I speak three languages.
Great. Finally, Linda, I'm going to put you to work.
Okay.
Each week, we give listeners a chance to win a free copy of the book you were in, The Joy of Cruising, or the follow-up book, Cruising Interrupted. So please announce this week's winner of one of those books.
All right. The lucky winner this week of the fabulous book is Chris Conini. Chris Conini.
Thank you. Chris is a member of the Joy of Cruising podcast Facebook group. So I will follow up with Chris sometime soon. Linda, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I really enjoyed writing about you 5 years ago. It opened my eyes to a world that I knew absolutely nothing about poker. And I enjoyed talking to you today. And, you know, I certainly hope that we can ask you to come back sometime.
Well, Paul, I would love to. And thank you for doing your homework and being such a good interviewer. And it's been a pleasure. And to all your listeners out there, I hope you see you on one of the Card Player Cruises future vacations.
All righty. Thank you, Linda. Have a great rest of your day. Take care now.
Okay, you too, Paul. Bye.
Joy of Cruising and Cruising Interrupted can be ordered at the link on the joyofcruisingpodcast.com, each for $16.99 plus shipping. Order the soon to be released The Joy of Cruising Again, also at the joyofcruisingpodcast.com for $18.99. For each of the three books, use the discount code Joy of Cruising Podcast and get $4 off. Again, the discount code Joy of Cruising Podcast. Enter to win a copy of The Joy of Cruising or Cruising Interrupted while supplies last at thejoyofcruisingpodcast.com by joining the Joy of Cruising Podcast Facebook group or both to increase your chance to win. A winner will be announced on each show. Please leave us a review and tell a friend about us. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the brief escape to the ocean. See you next week. Exciting news, passenger cruisers. The Joy of Cruising Again book was just released. Order the ebook at your favorite online retailer. The paperback can be ordered by copying the web address listed at the podcast website, www.thejoyofcruisingpodcast.com. Don't forget to use the coupon code JOYOFCRUISINGPODCAST to get $4 off. We think you'll enjoy the new book as much as Paul enjoyed writing it, and we would love to hear your comments at the Joy of Cruising Again Facebook page or at the Joy of Cruising Instagram page. Thank you.